A California man who set out on a day-long sailing trip finally returned home yesterday, nearly 4 months after he left. Richard Van Pham of Long Beach was rescued by a U.S. Navy crew last week. He was found in the Pacific Ocean off Central America, where his crippled sailboat had drifted from Los Angeles. NPR's Andy Bowers reports on a harrowing voyage.
At least 62-year-old Vietnamese immigrant Richard Van Pham knew his way around his boat, the Seabreeze. Until his ill-fated journey began, the retiree said he lived on the Seabreeze in Long Beach Harbor, just south of Los Angeles. Lieutenant Commander Joe Walker, spokesman for the Commander Naval Surface Force Pacific based in San Diego, picks up the story that Pham told his rescuers.
Approximately 4 months ago, Mr. Pham sailed in his 26-foot boat from Long Beach and was intended to do a day cruise to Catalina.
That's an island about 25 miles off the coast. But Walker says Pham hit some bad weather, which broke his mast. His radio and outboard motor also malfunctioned. So Pham began drifting south, says Walker, all the while showing a survival instinct that would have put any reality TV show winner to shame.
He was able to collect rainwater with his sails, had been able to collect fish, birds, seagulls. A sea turtle had come by. And then from the salt water, he'd use the salt to preserve the food for him.
He even told the Navy he burned some of the wood from his ship to cook his food. Then last week, Pham was spotted by a U.S. Customs Service drug hunting plane southwest of Costa Rica. Customs notified the Navy. The frigate USS McCluskey found Pham on September 17th, and crew members initially tried speaking to him in Spanish. To their surprise, he responded in English and began telling his story. Lieutenant Commander Walker says the crew was impressed.
When he came on board McCluskey, the crew really adopted him. He was on board for about 6 days after we rescued him until we brought him back into Guatemala and turned him over to the U.S. officials over there. But the crew adopted him. They brought a donation together of about $800 to be able for him to buy a plane ticket home and to have some food money.
Aside from losing 40 pounds, Pham appeared to be in good health. However, his boat, the Seabreeze, was not in good shape, and he reluctantly agreed to let the Navy sink it. The McCluskey's captain told reporters that Pham had originally asked the crew to help him fix it so he could sail back to California. It's still unclear why no one reported Pham missing. He told officials he has no family, and apparently friends didn't know he was headed for Catalina. Walker says other boaters should draw a lesson from this near disaster.
Make sure if you're going underway in the ocean on your sailboat, make sure people know when you're leaving, where you're going, when you're supposed to come back, and to really file your plan with people so the Coast Guard and other mariners know where you're going. So if you don't turn up, we know to come look for you.
Especially because Walker believes it isn't very many sailors who could do what Richard Van Pham did.
I think he's a very special man. In my personal opinion, I think it would be tough for somebody to live 4 months on their own like that. But, you know, until you're put in that position, it's hard to say.
Despite his good relations with the Navy, Pham was detained by the Immigration and Naturalization Service for much of yesterday after he returned to Los Angeles. An INS spokesman later said Pham was released after the agency verified his status as a legal permanent resident. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.